Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Do Not Be Afraid, Trust in the Lord.
Psalm 27, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid?
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not be afraid. And though there rise up war against me, yet will I put my trust in him.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
To behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in his temple.
For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me, and set me high upon a rock.
Now shall he lift up my head above my enemies round about me.
Therefore will I offer in his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy upon me and answer me.
My heart tells of your word. Seek my face. Your face, Lord, will I seek.
Hide not your face from me, nor cast your servant away in displeasure.
You have been my helper. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up.
Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a level path because of those who lie in wait for me.
Deliver me not into the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me and those who breathe out violence.
I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and he shall comfort your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So the reading from the Old Testament is chapter 14 of the book of Joshua.
These are the inheritances that the Israelites received in the land of Canaan, which the priest Eleazar and Joshua, son of Nun, and the heads of the families of the tribes of the Israelites distributed to them. Their inheritance was by lot. And as the Lord had commanded Moses for the 9.5 tribes, for Moses had given an inheritance to the 2.5 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only towns to live in, with their pasture lands for their flocks and herds. The Israelites did as the Lord commanded Moses. They allotted the land. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea, concerning you and me? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him an honest report. But my companions who went up with me made the heart of the people fail. Yet I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. And now, as you see, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since the time that Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel was journeying through the wilderness. And here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was on the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day how the Anakim were there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me and I shall drive them out, as the Lord said. Then Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. So Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kezite, on to this day, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. This Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war.
A New Testament reading is Luke chapter 12, verse 1 to 12.
Meanwhile, when the crowd gathered in thousands so that they trampled on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do nothing more, but I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that very hour what you ought to say.
Today I said I will be speaking about fears and promises, and the psalm really starts with that. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? And had a quick look at the main phobias that usually we have. I don't know if it's just in the Western world or across the world, but you might recognize some of them. Top would be the phobia or the fear of spider, and I know that a little bit in my family. Some of my children really hate this, and they would not too regularly, but sometimes jump into my bedroom saying, "There is a spider, I can't go and to sleep, please get it out." So I have to find a spider and then find a way to throw it from the window. But yeah, fear of spider, fear of heights, fear of being in an elevator, of enclosed spaces, fear of crowds, and they all have special words, special names, and you might know some of them. Usually they finish with phobia, arachnophobia. But there is also other kinds of fear or anxiety. With the rise of the reality of war at the doorsteps of Europe, people might be afraid that war might spread across Europe. There might be fears currently of the rise of price with the food and the living costs. There are fears of losing one's job or losing health. So we all live with certain fears and anxieties, and that's in a sense being part of being human. In both passages there were realities of fear. Joshua is about now the inheritance. They're about to enter the land after 40 years being in a desert because they disobeyed God. And going back to that first instance when they disobeyed God, we have this man called Caleb. Caleb was one of 12 spies. who had to go into the land, and God had promised, saying, go have a look. I promised that I will give you that land. And they ended up into that place called the people of Anakim. And according to scripture, they were giants. There were people that were much bigger than them. And what happened is that when those 12 spies came back, only Caleb and Joshua gave positive reports saying God is going to give it into our hands. But the other 10 were fearful and says, no, let's not go there. They're too strong. And because of that, for 40 years, the Israelites wandered in the desert, unable to enter the promised land. And it's 40 years or 45 years later, and Caleb is there around. He's not 40 years old anymore. He's 85. And he said he's still as strong as when he was 40. And he goes to say, remember the promise that was given and to receive that area. And he was still not afraid. The people were still the same. Those Anakim were still there. But he was still full of trust and vigor, believing that God will be with him. And so he says, there's still those fortified city, but it may be that the Lord will be with me and shall drive them out, as the Lord said. Interestingly to know is that they were driven out, those Anakim, and some of them fled to live with the Philistine. And it looks like Goliath, the giant, was a descendant of those Anakim, so showing how big and frightful they were. And still at the time when Goliath and King Saul, all Israel was still afraid of this man and his size. So there was Caleb trusting in God and receiving a promise and inheriting the land. And in our New Testament, it's also about whom shall I fear? Interestingly, it says, you know, fear the one who, after your body is dead, can cast you into eternal death. Scripture used the word hell or eternal separation. Fear him, but not fear him as you would fear a dictator. Fear him because God is good and God is love. And here in this passage, it speaks of two realities of God's goodness. First, he knows everything. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet no one of them is forgotten in God. God knows even the small things. Not only he knows everything, he knows you very well. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. So it's not a fear of being scared of, but it's a fear of knowing who is good and who you can really listen to and follow and accept authority because of his goodness. So after saying, fear him, he said, do not be afraid. You are more valuable than those many sparrows. What does it mean to fear God? It's to acknowledge what God has done in his son, Jesus Christ. If you acknowledge Jesus before the others, Jesus will acknowledge you before God. And acknowledging Jesus might at times bring you to difficult places or difficult situations. For the first disciples, and for many of them, it meant oppositions and all kind of persecution and even ending in death. So those words were very true for them. For most of us, we mostly won't have that kind of persecution, although a lot of Christians do suffer for their faith. But Jesus here promises that whatever you go through because of your faith, don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit will be with you. The Holy Spirit will guide you and will give you all the resources you need to stand up and remain faithful. So as we go into a time of prayer, before that, we will read this trust in the Lord, because that's what it means to fear him or not be afraid of God, is to trust in him with all our hearts and not to try to be wise in our own sight. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and be not wise in your own sight.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Be not wise in your own sight.
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.